from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Mike Sando's got his QB tiers, wanted to do it at 8 o'clock. Now I got to tell you about him at 9 because I think you'll be okay with him. Actually, I think I know that was a weird laugh right there. I think that some people thought, oh, God, what do we? I think you'll be okay with him. I think you'll be all right. Where Deshaun Watson sits? He sits, tell you what, it makes what I said a couple of months ago more and more and more and more and more correct as time goes on. People don't want to hear it.
Are you surprised about where he sits?
No, not at all.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why at 9. And I know who he shares company with in that tier.
That's what I'm
interested
in.
And I've been saying it for months, and the people who don't agree with me just don't want to see the truth. When you learn to let go and see the truth and not pick a side on that war, then you're going to know, hey, Ken has said a lot of wrong things. Ken's right on this one. I'm right on this one.
Are you right on this one?
I'm right on that one.
We'll judge that around 9.
Yep.
Oh, wait.
Judge it around 9. I'm one of the biggest Deion Sanders fans ever. I love Deion Sanders as a kid.
Same.
We talked about this before, that I had his shoes. I had his turf shoes when I was a kid. My mom worked at a sporting goods store, so you know we could arrange for such things. I was a big Deion Sanders fan as a kid, and in knowing what I looked like as a child and knowing what I look like now, a lot of people don't believe that, but it's true. I like Deion Sanders. I never got to really see him at Florida State. I was too young. I was introduced to Deion when he was with Atlanta and then San Francisco and Dallas and so on and so forth. As much as I saw Deion Sanders' last professional football game, that's how much I love Deion Sanders. Wanted to make sure I saw it. Had a feeling he was going to be gone, and he was gone. That all said, because I think a lot of us are throwing out that eraser phrase because I think a lot of us are Deion Sanders fans. He is making a terrible, terrible, terrible mistake as time goes on. And it's for the same reason that I could understand what Tua Tagovailoa was saying last week about Brian Flores. Because again, Deion got into it with the media locally over there in Boulder, Colorado, and gave an explanation why he's not going to take questions from certain people.
If I ask a negative question, will you not answer?
That's being negative right now. Like, you take an approach that I'm going to be negative. I'm not negative to anybody. I would challenge you and ask you why or where is this coming from. So I'm not built like that. I'm not built to hate. I'm not a hateful guy. I come with love. I think if anybody in here has had encounters with me, I come with the peace and the joy. Now, when you show me where you stand, I might have to change that a little bit. So I'm not going to match your ignorance or whatever. Not saying that you're ignorant, but a person, I'm not going to match that. Well, that's your prerogative. I don't have to come where you are. Because my life is complete. I don't, like, what you say, what you do is not going to change my life.
Deion is doing a tremendous job of taking any heat away from his team that is still building, which is something I would say and wanted to say, Spencer, if I believed any of it.
Yeah.
Except that the people he chooses to cite to circle in this and point out are people who write things about him, who say that he's not really leading his team in the best direction, because it's all true. I mean, this is basically done for the glorification of his son to be taken in the draft is what this is turning into. And you, I said this to Lima on the podcast a couple of weeks ago, and Owen and Lima totally agreed. You can say whatever you want to about LeVar Ball. LeVar Ball was about his sons. And there wasn't around 70 other people that he was dragging through. And I think I'm probably putting that number light. There wasn't at least 70 other people that he was dragging through on this for the glorification of his own son. That's the problem that I've had with Deion this entire time. And it's the same thing with what I brought up with Brian Flores last week. I like Brian Flores. I think that Brian Flores has learned a lesson when he was the head coach of the Miami Dolphins. And yeah. Hopefully he'll learn a lesson when he becomes, he'll take that lesson and do it when he's a head coach of another football team in the NFL.
His response was weird, by the way.
When Flores's?
He had Nick Mullins and
there was things.
That was just strange. It was like he had two bodyguards coming out to like defend him. It was kind of strange.
He wants to look good and wants to move on from it as fast as he possibly can because he's a football coach and he's only a defensive coordinator. He's not the head coach, so I know that he knows it's bizarre he doesn't want to see.
His response wasn't weird, but the way they presented it was weird.
Well, regardless.
But, yeah.
What Tua was saying, and I'm not the world's biggest Tua fan, when you go home, you have to believe that that coach wants what's best for you. If you don't believe that that coach wants what's best for you, that he doesn't care for you, it will turn on him quicker than it does with other coaches. Eventually, all coaches go belly up. They do it long enough now. There's very few guys that retire on top. They all go belly up and they end up with their name as mud. Belichick, I mean, they made him out to basically be the caterer of a dynasty, for crying out loud. You have to believe that that coach believes in you by the time you leave a facility, by the time you drive home from a high school. That, yeah, there's tough coaches, but you have to believe they believe in you, that they want what's best for you, not for their own personal glorification. And that's the problem that I see with Colorado. As much as I rooted for him, as much as I wanted him to do well, it is so transparent that this is becoming a thing for Deion and Deion's family that it is not about taking Colorado football and taking it from a dumpster fire and bringing it up to a higher level. And this is a team that, again, if he had not used the bluster before, 4-8 last year, because there were games that they quit on him for, so he probably could have made a bowl game if they didn't quit on him because he's only caring about himself publicly on this stuff. They could have been a bowl game, but if you take a 1-win team and make it a 4-win team, then make it a bowl game team, you're building up a program like Colorado.
But what happens when his son goes to the NFL? And Travis Hunter goes to the NFL.
And most people don't even believe that he's going to be there after that. Right. That he will move on from that situation.
That's this year then. That's after the season.
Those players who he went out and got in the portal, which he was already throwing other players under the bus before that, the players that he brought in, they're not going to believe in him. They're not going to believe in each other. The moment things start to go south, I don't think they can ever get it back up. I hope I'm wrong.
Yeah.
I hope I'm wrong on everything I say. I don't believe I am. I think this is going to be a mess from probably the word go against North Dakota State.
Well, and I think the comparison you draw to the Tua thing is interesting because this kind of speaks to, I know that there's a lot of old school coaches who will just cry about like, well, this isn't the football I grew up coaching and players are so sensitive these days. But the coaches that I think are having success now are the coaches that accept that things have changed. And they find ways to get the most, like we talked about Mike McDaniel versus Brian Flores. Like Mike McDaniel's embraced the idea that like, listen, I'm going to get more out of my player with positive reinforcement. In a way, this is kind of what the Browns did. Before they traded for Deshaun, they didn't come out in press conferences and say like, yeah, we're looking at quarterbacks. They said, we still believe Baker Mayfield is our starting quarterback. Like they made it seem like they still believe in him. They're not going to come out publicly and say stuff. It's why Kevin Stefanski doesn't do that type of stuff. He doesn't throw anybody under the bus. And so I think it's interesting that like, to your point on Deion, the stuff that's coming out about him is the stuff similar to Brian Flores where it's like, well, he's not leading this program the way that guys really want to be led today. And he's not doing the stuff that other coaches that are embracing that are having success at this level.
Yeah.
And then he's getting mad because those things are now being written and he's taking it out on the reporters. But it's like, he's not the one he's not changing. Like he's not doing it. And that's the problem. He seemed like when he came in, he was going to be this innovative voice and perspective and, you know, figure in college football. And I too love Deion. And I love when he's brash and he's himself. But I think it's better when he responds like with a witty answer to a question rather than just saying like, I'm not taking questions from you.
But I would rather him, again, if it were the same guys, if they had not had, 40 guys out of the portal this coming season?
Yeah.
If had it been a lot of guys that had stayed, I could see it going, oh, he wants to take any heat away from his team and wants them to continue to look forward. He'll take the heat. He's Deion. He's a major figure.
But it doesn't
always
feel
has,
like he's taking it, though, when he's like telling reporters, I'm not going to take questions from you.
Exactly.
And that's the problem.
And if he were shielding his team, I could understand it. But it's so transparent and so obvious that he's bothered by what anybody writes about him or says about him. It becomes immensely personal, and these guys are vessels for his own glorification. Or for his sons, for that matter.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.